The followers of Jesus traveled to many faraway cities and countries to teach about Jesus. Wherever they went, people believed their message, and the church grew. One of the new church leaders was Paul. After visiting a place, Paul often wrote letters to the people to teach them about Jesus and help them to know how to live as Christ followers. After Paul died, his helpers continued to write these letters. One of the places where believers gather as part of God's church was a place called Ephesus. As in many places at that time, there were no church buildings, so the people of God met in someone's house. One day a letter came for the people in Ephesus. It spoke about living the way Jesus did and loving the way Jesus loved. It was a long letter, and here is part of it. Dear friends in Christ, you're like a house that God owns. God's house is built on the foundation that the apostles and prophets prepared. The whole house is joined together in Christ, and He makes it grow and become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Christ, you are being built together with all the people who love God, no matter what differences you have. All of you are being made into a place where God lives through the Spirit. The people thought carefully about the letter. They thought about all the ways God's Spirit was making them into a house. One person said, "We are like a house with the Bible as our foundation. We learn from the prophets and apostles' words." Another commented, "We are like the walls and roof of the house because we protect each other and keep each other safe." And, said still another, "We are like the doors of the house. We welcome all sorts of people, whether they want to know more about Jesus or they need food and clothing, and we go out to help people wherever we can." The people began to talk about the beautiful things God had done for them. Before long, they were saying thank you to God for all the good things in their lives. "Hey," shouted someone, "God's Spirit is already fashioning us into a house with Jesus as the cornerstone that keeps us all connected. Let's give thanks for God's gifts." So that's precisely what they did. Every time the people met, they worshiped God and gave thanks for God's gifts. And as they did, they grew stronger in love and faith.